This is an ABC 10 News update.
Good evening, I'm Lindsay Pena in the ABC 10 News studio. A COVID surge has hit San Diego just in time for the unofficial start to the summer tourism season. Crowds are starting to build at San Diego beaches for the start of Memorial Day weekend. Lifeguards say they're staffing up in anticipation of packed beaches. San Diego is now in the medium tier for COVID transmission. That means the CDC recommends wearing masks indoors and on public transportation. However, masks are not required. A woman who punched a Southwest flight attendant on a flight to San Diego is headed to prison. Viviana Quinones assaulted a flight attendant who asked her to wear her mask properly, fasten her seatbelt, and stow her tray table. That flight attendant's injuries included chipped teeth and eye damage. Quinones pleaded guilty. Friday, a judge sentenced her to 15 months in prison. When she gets out, Quinones will be under supervised release for 3 years. During that time, she won't be allowed to fly. Lowrider cruising in National City is ending almost as soon as it restarted. Earlier this month, the city allowed the first cruise in 3 decades, but far more people showed up than were projected. That caused problems with traffic and some vandalism. The city said future cruises would need proper permits and crowd control, similar to other events of the same size. But the Lowrider Coalition says it can't afford the thousands of dollars that would cost. So Friday, they announced they're calling off future events. ABC 10 News meteorologist Leah Pizzetti joins us now with a look at that weekend forecast.
Lindsay, it's going to be cooler and cloudier this holiday weekend. Temperatures heading into Saturday, 60s for our coastal areas, lower 70s for our inland valleys. Same thing for our mountains, double digits in our desert communities. And these cooler, cloudier conditions stick around through Sunday.